The frightening, alarming, real-life tale show firmly sides in evidence-based information, self-fact-checking, and credible news sources. Be vigilant for fake news and disinformation, and always question sources. We want to emphasize learning about the horrors of the past so that we are not doomed to repeat it in the future. We encourage you to exercise your right as a citizen of your country, hold your leaders accountable for injustices that your society faces, and vote for leaders that have a good track record, experience, and advocacies that you believe in. You are never too young to participate in national discourse. Educate yourself on the issues of your country and become a voice in your social circles, art, and activities. Your voice matters because when one person stands, you inspire others to stand up as well.
The frightening, alarming real-life tale show deals with some pretty heavy topics that are related to true crime and supernatural stories. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm recording now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I was waiting for you 3, 2, 1, and then like recording now, and then click.
Sorry na. Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's fine. Rusty
bias. Wow. This is how we're gonna start season 4. Hello, yes. Everybody. Welcome to season 4. I am super, super excited.
Yes.
It's a brand new season, and you know what? You know what, Nins? I've missed this. I've missed this so much.
I miss this too. I miss you.
Wow, parang we don't we don't see each other. We don't hear from each other a lot. No?
I mean,
you know, it's not like the only times we get to talk to each other is during the podcast. So you know that.
I know. No,
definitely not.
No.
This is the frightening, alarming, real life tales show.
The show where we talk about real life scariest stories. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Ninya. Tell me, why do you seem so scared?
909 lying down dead. 1/3 of them were children.
She would swoop down and drain the blood of the infant.
Everyone in London knows that this place is one of the most haunted places.
It's haunted as fuck.
This place is haunted as fuck. God.
So sit back, relax, and try to go crazy with fright.
Right. You might be wondering why Andy, you're using season 3 theme song. Well,
music.
Yeah, you're using the season 3 music. Well, let me tell you how much it costs to make this. Let me tell you how expensive it was to commission this theme song. So we will be using it until we get sick of it. Okay? We will be using it.
Yes. Wala kayo choice.
No choice.
You have no choice.
You have no choice.
Simple as that.
Amen. I am super excited for this season, Nins.
Same.
Because it's season 4. You know, it's 4 years that...
Surprising.
Yeah.
It's so surprising.
Yeah, I know we talked about this.
We're here for years.
I know we talked about this last year, like how we can't believe, oh my God, we made it to 3 years. But right now, I still cannot believe that we've made it to 4 years already. And we are we going strong? Do you think we're going strong?
I would like to say yes. Because if you know, I don't know if people know this, we're like, we did not have shits. Because we usually have shits.
Oh, yeah.
Like this time, wala kami shits.
We just had farts. We didn't shit. You know,
we just have farts. We did shit. We just farted. So, I mean, it's a good fart.
Yeah.
So like, sorry.
So do you want to so bring funny. That up? Like, do you want to ask me like why we haven't done the shits?
Like, I'm pretty sure people are questioning. People are wondering, what happened to shits? Because, like, shits is, like, always a hot topic. A hot commodity.
Wow. And, like, hot commodity. Like,
yeah. It's a very hot shit.
Yeah. Ew, disgusting.
It's
warm. Ew.
It's fresh.
Okay, so shits. This year. Last season, shits.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't happen because I had a whole season of shits planned. It's just that... life happened and I got too busy. I couldn't commit to shit, so it kind of just like ended up like not becoming a thing. But don't worry, we will be answering some of the unanswered questions when it comes to shits.
Yeah.
Like definitely this season, If not last season, it's definitely this season where we tackle some of the things that we've, you know, done in season two. We did leave season three with, like, you know, really quickly. So speaking of four, four is actually the number of death in, you know, East Asian countries. Are you aware of that?
What do you mean? Explain it to me.
Wait, don't you speak...
Because, like, here's what I know.
Don't you speak, like, Chinese a little bit?
Okay. The number four is an indicator of, like... It's an unlucky number.
Yeah.
Very much like the... Mm-hmm. For, like, in Europe or America or whatever. Like, for four, in Chinese, yes. It's very similar to how you write a coffin na or death na writing. Because, like, in Chinese, there's, like, a bunch of, like, different ways to write. Like, a little small, like, curve in, like, what you're writing can change the meaning of the text or the character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, the number four, it means death in specifically, mainly, Chinese cultures.
Yeah, so, for me, how I know it is the number four, mm-hmm. when you say four in Japanese, in Chinese, in I don't know the other languages, but I do know for sure that those two are very similar. It's one wrong tone and you could say death.
Mm-mm.
And that's why it's considered unlucky.
I did not know about the tone.
Yeah.
Or like I was aware of like the right thing, but I did not know about the tone. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, yeah. So when you pronounce the number four wrong, you literally could be saying death. And...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we in farts, we love death. You know, we wish every day that we would be... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We here, we are fascinated with horror, occult, with the supernatural, you know?
Like that general genre.
Yeah, the general genre. And that's why I feel like season four is going to be a good season for us.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, speaking of, you know, like, the supernatural occult. We've talked, like, about, like, you know, like, what if we become zombies and stuff like that, like, from, like, a couple of seasons ago. But we've never really talked about, like, okay, bodies not in zombies, but, like, if we die, though, like, if we become ghosts, do you, like, where do you want to go? Do you want to haunt, like, where you die? Like... there's a term for it. I don't remember. There's a term for like ghosts that are binded to like where they died or something.
Yeah.
And then, or do you want to be like that one that like, you know what? I can actually, I'm a ghost. I can just wander around. Where would you haunt though?
Oh, so like if I die, like what would I, like how would I, okay.
If your spirit is like, all right, peace out.
You know,
like just leaves your body.
You know that GIF of that kid.
Oh yeah, the guy. That guy just like slowly fades out.
He does the peace sign. Like literally, that's you. For me, definitely, I think possession is right along my alley.
Oh, you'd like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if I were to haunt like the world, I would be possessing people. I would be possessing items. I would become the first ghost to haunt an iPhone. You know?
I can picture it. But like, oh my god, my iPhone's like typing like so much stuff, and then like there's photos and like I didn't take. I think I need to get the new one.
Oh my god, my iPhone just literally typed out the Andrew Tops on YouTube. Like, whoa. Whoa.
But I don't know who this guy is, but apparently I'm following him on YouTube now.
Well, aside from items, like I also want to do like, you know, human possession. Like not me being possessed personally, but like me possessing somebody.
Okay.
And then, you know, it kind of reminds me of that one scene from Scary Movie. Are you aware of that?
Which one is?
I think it's a Scary Movie 2 where this girl was being possessed and then he just pukes on the priest.
Were they doing the exorcist? I think I remember that a little bit. They were doing the exorcist a bit. Yeah.
And then they just ended up like puking on each other like over and over and over again. Absolutely. Yeah, like I want to do that.
That's so,
I want to do that. So what about you? What about you?
Before you ask, I'm curious, who would you possess first?
Oh, okay.
But like, say like you mentioned the human possession. Like, who would you possess?
I don't know.
Like, who was like number one target?
If you're still alive, probably ikaw.
Let's say I die.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Oh, okay. But like, if I'm also dead, like, I know ako ang like one of like your first choices. So like, let me room you.
There would,
like, not
because,
me. Because
to be
like,
fair, 100% to be fair, if I possessed you, there would be no difference.
Dead inside.
No.
Hey, you'd be like, Nins, this is your life is boring. I'm out. No thanks.
It's literally the gif I get.
Yeah.
No, if siguro I don't know. Oh, that one's hard.
Would you possess yourself?
No, I can't.
Why?
I can't. Okay. I would probably possess somebody I don't.
Wait back. Okay, wait on. Here's another question. Sorry, I know I'm like prolonging, so I'm curious. If see Gaga was like still
like Lady Gaga,
or like see Choco, would you possess one of?
Your dogs.
Would you possess your dogs?
No, I can't. I don't think I have the guts to possess somebody I know.
To possess your dogs.
Yeah, the only person I will possess that I know is probably you.
Na, you know, it's ako. Okay.
What about you? What about you? If you were a ghost, how would you, like, what is your
For sure, haunt? Like, I would haunt, like, either you or Zihani. Yeah. Just, like, mess around. I won't, like, possess you or anything. I would just make life difficult for people. Like, very normal.
Wait, isn't that, like, your
very
everyday?
Very casual me.
Isn't that your everyday already?
Yes. So, like, if life suddenly becomes difficult for you, you can find one thing that, like, you're trying to look for and then malit ka na. It's just me messing around your room.
Literally, it's, not, like, it's annoying all your ghost. Fault. Why is my life so difficult? Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. Ninya died.
That's it. Hi! At least now you know. For everyone that, like, I'm friends with, not, like, who are, like, watching the show. Now you know.
If your life becomes difficult, it's Ninya. It's Ninya.
No, if your life becomes interesting, it's me.
Sure. So, like, going back to the topic of season 4, you know, what is something that we can expect from you, Nins, this season?
I would like, this is not really expect, but it's something I would like to do, which is like, I don't know, make the stories that I read, like, very interesting, as much as I can.
Yeah.
Like, find, like, a very interesting story to, like, share to people. Not, like, they would be like, oh, shit, really? That's a thing? Not, like, random, it's one of those, not, like, I would, like, not, like, it's in the back of your head and random trivia knowledge kind of deal. So, yeah, like, I think that's one of the things I would, like, not, like, for this season, I would do for you guys.
Aww.
What about you? What can people expect from you?
Well, definitely, you know, as the executive producer of this podcast, you know, definitely expect
big words.
Yeah, a complete season, not an unfinished season like season 3, but like a complete season from start to finish.
Are people aware of like how many stuff? We have not like ready for them. I had like 3 stories. I'm looking at the show notes.
Oh wow.
I have 3 stories like ready.
You
to
have
share.
3 stories already
then,
ready
like,
to
it
share.
Never, and then like it never came to life.
Oh,
like,
from last season.
You know.
Okay, yeah.
From last season.
We could probably bring that up, you know. We could probably like resurface that. We'll do topics that we could not cover, you know. Yeah, wow. And then it's literally like just like
on,
a free for all
on the end of the season. End of the season. The surprise.
Yeah,
ending.
Yeah.
Look forward to it.
Yeah. So aside from like a complete season, like definitely expect more spooks. Like expect to be scared and expect a lot of spoops. You know, farts is not just like a scary place to be. It's also a happy place to be. No, you know, you have the warm hug of a fart. You know.
Sorry, my brain immediately thought of happy to die.
Yeah, yes, yes. You will be so happy to die that it will just be like a good time. Yeah.
Nice. Killing you with
We'll kill you with a. Isn't that a song by Panic at the Disco? Anyway.
Probably.
I don't want to get too off topic. I don't want to get too off topic because we're gonna go take a break. When we come back, we will be talking about ghosts. Ghosts. Yeah. I'm a little bit rusty. Okay, I don't know how to cut the commercial break, so we'll be right back.
Cue commercial. Not timing.
I like to have a good time when I listen to my horror podcast.
Her left arm was chopped off.
Oh, that's so. Oh my god, really?
Caused a panic all over the country.
Prolonged their deaths for like months and months.
The frightening, alarming, real life tale show is my horror podcast. My horror podcast. That's it.
Pause it.
This is your scary fart.
Be scared and laugh hard with a frightening, alarming, real life tales show every Friday on all major podcasting platforms. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow.
Hello.
Amazing. I am not used to
it's been so long.
It feels so foreign. Yeah, it's been so long since we've done this. Yes. Like, so I can't even speak anymore.
Nins,
I have a surprise for you.
Oh, really?
I have a surprise for you. Yes, what? Yes. Remember how in season 3 we had to do a very big purge of
sorry, wait, long dogs.
Also, yeah, I know. I know. There's a dog. No, that's fine.
I don't
that's
know
fine. That's part of the charm.
No. I don't know who's listening on the Discord server right now. I think about Discord.
I'm just gonna cut that out. You just exposed us. No, wala na kikinig. No, but like it's fine. Don't worry about it.
I think the dogs are done. Keep going.
The dogs are dead? What? Anyway. So I have a little surprise for you, Nins. Remember how in season 3 we had to do a very big purge when it comes to like our theme songs, stuff that we could play on stream. On the podcast. Well.
Oh.
Something for your ear hole, a tale to scare. This one talks about a murder, that one wails about a ghost, and will Nina read them? Yes, indeed. Now something for your ear holes, a tale to scare. Searching here and there and everywhere, crying stories, Nina, please, can't you read them? Oh, yes, she
does. It's does. Not do. Does.
Aww.
Yes, that's right.
I miss this.
It's back.
I miss
it's
this.
Back.
I love the edit. That
I know.
I miss this so much. So, sorry guys, like we're like legit. It's been so long. We've done this, and like genuinely miss this. So my story, since we're talking about ghosts and like ghosts can also be attributed to spirits, right? Like some people like confuse them with one of another. So like I'm just gonna like do it now, like at least for now. I'm not gonna like give you a description.
Like they're the same thing.
They're the same. In a sense, because like they're entities that you can like transparent entities that float and whatever. You get scared of them. Long story short. Same shit.
Amen. Amen.
So I'm in a website right now called I'm gonna butcher as always, I'm butchering names. So I'm gonna like spell this out on the website. It's called KEALAKA Then there's an apostrophe I. Ke alaka I. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. But this I'm on this website and it talks about Hawaiian legends. So this is where our little legend of like the little ghosts in Hawaii that I'm gonna focus on. So there's in Hawaii they have a myth that there's a thing called a night marchers. So the night marchers are basically according to like a Honolulu magazine, they're phantoms of ancient Hawaiian warriors that are said to roam the islands at night. So
yeah,
that's very interesting because like according to some myths na ano, they folklore like the description of them, they're a group of spirits, and I'm like, this is the part that I'm like very interested in. So like apparently sometimes they travel with an ancient Hawaiian god or goddess, and in their midst they march down from the mountainside after sunset. The process is often accompanied by the sound of conch shells, rhythmic drumming, and oli, which is like chants. Which is like, can you imagine?
What does a conch shell sound like?
SpongeBob on my isip po. Like, are you drinking something? Yeah. Are you eating? I'm sorry. Yeah. The timing of that.
Yeah, because when you said it, I'm like,
like, honestly, personally, I personally never heard of like a conch shell in real life. So I can only like picture what it sounds like based on like media. And then sometimes you know how media is, it doesn't always portray what's real. So like, I don't know. I genuinely do not know what exactly it sounds like. So if, like, we can wait. Like, can you Google it now? So like, ikaw ang makashare ng music. So like, can you Google it?
Oh, you want me to pull it up?
Can you okay. pull it up? Please, thank you. Love you.
All right. Keep talking.
So, can you imagine? Like, you're like, it's after sunset, man. You're.
Oops, sorry.
Music, that's the sound of fun. Oh my god.
Oh no, wait, I found something. I found something. Okay. Here.
Oh, it's a guy walking though. okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
What? I'm now curious on like the video you're watching. Cause I feel like a part of me feels like the dude is having a hard time. Like
he just comes in and then he goes and then he goes and then like after 3 seconds it stops. No, it's just a funny sight.
Sorry.
Now we know what conch shell sounds like.
Yeah, or like kind of officially what it sounds like. But like, can you imagine like walking down or like a tambay ka lang by the seaside, like the beach or whatever, and then like you hear that, and then like in the distance you see like this is how I picture it, that based on the description, like. Like a little mist na like mag-form around sa kanila, and then like may nagabeat na march na rhythmic drummings, and then like you can sort of hear like,
and then you just hear
chants. Yeah, like you, because like here's how I picture it. Like here's a comparison on how like I think European folklore sometimes have that na like. There's a sound, na like an announcement, na like a trumpet or something, na like an ancient being passes by or whatever. Like they have, I'm pretty sure they have that somewhere. For like, that's like for me the equivalent of it. Na like, oh shit, it's gonna shit, the shit's real, shit's gonna go down, like stuff like that. So,
you like listening to it, you know, like, you describing it makes it sound like it's epic. You know, there's going to be.
I feel. Oh, reading that.
Yeah, but for me, just seeing that video of that guy blowing the... Yeah, just
your image.
The video just destroyed the image for me.
Like, here I am painting like in this magnificent epic image, and then you're like, that one guy.
Yeah, that one guy goes out of breath because he's trying to blow the conch shell, but he can't.
Hey, the guy did effort. Whoever sir, thank you for your effort. Thank you. We're so sorry. It's not like we can do better. I doubt we can do better if we had the one and then
To be fair, yeah, I don't think we can do better.
No, to be lalo na ako, like I'm like I have a really bad so like I doubt I can. Wala ako exercise. Maybe you can like do a little bit better than me, but like I doubt you can do better. Yeah. So. According to like the magazine Honolulu, these warriors are supposedly they travel at night to protect humans so scared, protect people so scared that the common man was never allowed to look at them. Breaking that breaking that rule meant death. I think there was a movie. I don't remember what movie it was. Where like. It's one of those movies that makita ko on TV. That I'm just like, it's one of those like I'm passing by the television. It's on, and then like it plays a movie, and then I stop and just watch a scene, and then like there's this scene na like it's very similar to this one. Na like the foreigners were told na like if you see something or you hear like a specific sound that it's not normal, you're and then, like, by the corner of your eye, you see something that's, like, walking or moving or whatever. Don't look at it. You put your head down and do not look at it. Just let it pass. Wait for it to be over. Then go on your day. So, I don't know. If I could remember or find that film or what, I will let you guys know. If I can. So, going back. In 1883, a website was able to document the first sighting of them in 1883. So I don't know if like this is like the official na like first sighting talaga. Kasi like you know how some people like some cultures they do their myths and lores like for us way back in the day before we colonialization happened. Like we mostly did our lore and like myth natin and like whatever we believe in via word of mouth. So I don't know if this is like the official like
orally
first
passed down through generations.
So according to this website, Alu Kai website, the night marchers were first spotted in 1883, described in archives as the mighty phantom army, proudly led by the spirit king. I'm not gonna read this name because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna butcher it. It's K-A-M-E-H-A-M-E-H-A. It's a spirit king. I'm just gonna call him Spirit King.
You cannot tell me how to pronounce that as well. So
pass time with like pronouncing names. Spirit King was pacing angrily about on the big island of Hawaii. And apparently that's the first like description of like the sighting. Like they can hear the rhythmic chanting, horn blowing, and the beating of distant drums carried on the evening trade winds. Both local and visitors reported bright torches sighted in the darkness in areas of dense jungles with no trails. So it's very interesting too. Can you imagine? It's one of those like kahit dito sa Philippines, we actually have like mga encanto natin and so on. Insert plug ng katakun. Yeah. Insert plug here. Sorry.
Don't worry, it played during the advertisement.
Thank you. So anyway, like it's one of those na like it's we have mountains na like very dense mga forest natin in some areas. Like we have like pretty high tall trees, not insanely high, but like it's still a dense na jungle forest na area. It's nothing. There's no trails. Can you imagine like walking like nasa probinsya ka, like in like the very far provinces, And then, like, you're walking at night, going from one house to another, and then, like, you have to walk a fair distance to get to the other house.
I can't imagine it, because I won't ever do that.
Babe,
I would be so scared.
I think we talked about this last season, about, like, you haunted na like the Christmas New Year na ancestral house namin in Anon, something.
Yeah.
We should totally go there 100%. We should, like, so like you can you can take a photo, like take a photo and like experience it, because like that's where I'm getting my images in my head from. Na kasi like the place that I the province that like my mother's side is like living way back then. Until now, like, we have a house. We have, like, parang a family house or whatever there. Again, it's like, if you're gonna go to a neighbor, like, the closest neighbor ng, like, my parang aunt's house is, like, right beside her, which is, like, her brother or something. And then across a highway is the house living there is still relative. I mean, it's still another relative. And then, like, aside from those three houses, the next house that's the closest is probably like a 5 to 10 minute walk away. So like it's
oh, no.
And then like I the can't. Rest is like highway, and then like the rest is like fucking trees.
And then darkness. And then
we should totally do that. And like there was one time. Sorry, this is side. This I'm like diverting. Or like I just want to tell you that like there was one time. I don't know if I talked about this. There was one time that we were walking. It was like fairly fucking like early as hell, and then like it was very dark. It's like that early. Yeah. It's like it's still dark. Now like apparently there's a church that's like kind of near-ish by. Now, like you're gonna have to like do a little hike, but it's still it's a church, but you're gonna do a little hike. And then like it was like doing the bell. Now like what's it called? They were ringing the bells of the church, and it was like fucking creepy, bro. Like holy shit, not for me. Never again. Just kidding. But I do want us to like try to like go there, record. And I'll tell you about like the around horror tales about it. But anyway, going back. So apparently for the night marchers on nights of full moon daw, numerous credible sightings of bands of tall and muscular warriors, bronze and silver beauty to behold are reported. So apparently, the warriors were described marching with a god as their leader, accompanied by the torchbearers leading the way. So like,
you have my attention.
So yeah, so that's like the earliest sightings, nila. So like for me, ha, like I kind of question, like how would you know if like the guy that's like right behind the torchbearers is a god, though? Like that's very interesting to like quote na. You know, question people. They're like, can you imagine interviewing these people who saw this? And then they're like, oh my god, the god was there. I'm like, how would you know? For you, how would you picture it as? Like, a god, like, walking right in, like, behind the torchbearers?
You cannot tell me what the look of the god was, especially when you mentioned
the warriors. The warriors.
Yeah, you cannot tall, tell me the color of anything. Yeah, you cannot tell me the shape of anything. I will not know anything.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So like I've mentioned kanina na like there's a movie, right? Now like it reminded me of this. And then apparently, if you do encounter them. In case you do encounter them, there's a website called How Stuff Works People website. I don't know. Again, I don't know how reliable.
What are these websites you're on?
I'll send you a link, and then like the link that I'm on, like is quoting these websites. So it was very funny. So I just kept it to this one link because again, this is very funny for me. The website at the same time, it's like very interesting. So I just kept it to this one link. According to like How Stuff People Work, the website, the ghosts, apparently the warriors, do take mercy. So when you approach them or hear them, like what you do now, if like again, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, I think they will like ask you or like you like hope daw talaga na like they don't notice you. I believe like just don't look at them. Probably just lay low. Like, just make sure that, like, they
will
don't
they
release.
Annihilate me? Will they snap me in half? Because,
so,
you know,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. If he needs a merciful that time, now, like, they don't, if they see you and then, like, they decided that they won't be merciful, you will hear a shriek now of, like, the warriors yelling, O-IA. And then, like, it means, apparently, let him be pierced, and death will follow. And death will follow.
What? No, what? Mm-hmm. Let him be what?
Let him be pierced.
Be what? With what? Can I choose the weapon?
I'm pretty sure they might have spears. They might have, like, really long spears. But, like,
long spears. I see. Wink, wink.
Apparently.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm gonna look for you.
I'm being thirsty.
I mean, they are. I quote again. Ano yun? Tall and muscular warriors, bronzed and beautiful to behold, as reported. I don't make the story up. I read it to you guys. You take it as you will. So apparently, if you're lucky, you're a descendant of them. I don't know, like, siguro, again, spirits of, like, ancient warriors. Like, probably, like, far, far descendants kayo or whatever. If they see you and then, like, they see you and whatever, they will yell out, Na'u, which means mine, indicating you're part or, like, you're a descendant of, like, one of the warriors. So, like, you don't get harmed by, like, the rest of that.
Oh.
So, you just either pray and, like, they don't really see you, and they, or if they see you, they decide to, like, you know, we'll ignore you, we'll let you be, or you'll be lucky then, like, you're a descendant. Because again, like, there are times that they are merciful, so, like, they're just gonna let you be. That's it. Apparently, like, the origin so the one of, like, the apparent origins for. Sorry, hello? Like, nag-clap ka na. So yeah. Apparently, one of the origins now for the night marchers was from this storyteller called Lopaka Kapanui, who says, like, the job down on night watchers wasn't really to terrorize people, but it was mostly
to protect
scared high-ranking chiefs. So the night watchers show mercy by traveling at night to spare people from harm. So that's, like, one of the people, like, I believe si Lopaka, I think she's the storyteller, that she's the one that passed the story of the night watchers, night marchers, to, like, the village. And then, like, it has roots in ancient Hawaii daw talaga. Again, if, like, apparently, like, commoners were, like, expected daw to stare at the ground, never make eye contact. Because if you disobey, it's a taboo and it means death. So yun. So the website also, the culture trip, the website states that, like, the chiefs of tribe was, like, thought as, like, a physical representations of the god. So, like, the people who saw the god march behind the torch, whatever, they could probably just be actual chiefs. I don't know. This is a myth at the same time, legend at the same time, it's ghosts, not spirits. There's no, like, actual evidence to, like, say, but, like, I would believe them. Nah, like, things are, like, walking at night. Nah, very tall and muscular.
Yeah, I mean, you had me there. I mean, like, I believe, you know, I'm one of those few people who believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm,
you believe
I'm
that,
definitely,
like,
ready.
So, Hawaii, kayo, hit yourself for this. To check out.
Yeah. I'm ready to stare. Sorry, what? I'm ready to. I'm ready to risk it all.
To be pierced by an what?
Huh? Yes, yes. I am ready to be pierced by tall, muscular Hawaiian warriors. We're just ready. Thank you so much for your story, Mims.
You're welcome.
Now it's my turn.
Yes.
My turn for the story.
Yes.
This story for you. In this hand of mine, you can't stop the things I do. I lie. I've searched high and low, wrote down an essay. Now Andrew is back, and there's hell to pay. There's a story for you.
Feels like it's been a year since we heard that.
I know, right?
Like, it's been so long.
Generally so long.
But yeah. But yeah, anyway, my story, right? It's a little bit of a narrative. So I invite you to close your eyes, you know. If you're driving, you have to close your eyes as well. And imagine this with me. The sky above is a deep shade of purple and orange. Mosquitoes fly around looking for their next meal. Crickets chirp while the sound of flowing water envelops the forest. On the banks of a small river sits a long-haired woman with skin that is fair and soft. She's softly humming to herself while combing her hair with her hands. Suddenly, a rustling of the leaves catches her attention, and from the bushes, out comes a man with a golok pointed at the woman.
I'm sorry, what's a golok?
He lunges towards the woman. A golok is like a bolo, like a machete.
Okay, keep going. I'll go back to closing my eyes.
He lunges towards the woman in an attempt to kill her. Both the man and the woman stop in their tracks as the sound of piercing flesh, as the sound of piercing flesh echo throughout the swamp. The crickets halt. The water seems to be silent as well. And then, a shriek from the man erupts. Long nails have been stabbed through his chest, and the woman plunges her other hand into him. In one fluid motion, she splits him open. His internal organs come pouring out of him. In a few seconds, you hear the sound of chewing and ripping flesh, and the crickets and flowing water attempt to mask the horrors that transpired. So, this woman is what we would call a Ponchanak. So, are you familiar with Ponchanak's Nick? Nick?
Nick?
What did he say, Nick? I was like, who's Nick?
Have I been replaced? Is that my new name? I am Nick now? I did not know my name was Nick, apparently. My birth certificate lied all along. No, for like the description makes me think of si Maria Labu for some reason.
Oh, Maria Labu?
Okay. It gives me Maria Labu vibes.
Yeah. So actually, a Ponchanak is a vengeful spirit that takes the form of a beautiful woman. Mm. Now, they prey on men, children, and vulnerable souls. Usually, these Ponchanaks are a result of when a woman dies from childbirth or is killed in a violent death. So
is that is that where the word Chanak comes from, or is it because of Chanak that's where her like words come from?
I honestly I have no idea, but I will get back to that. I will get back to that later because I have some thoughts. So
tell me your thoughts.
In a bit. So there's actually a city in Indonesia called Pontianak. And the story goes that a man named Syarif Abdurraham. Syarif Abdurra. One more time.
Spell it out.
A man named.
Help yourself.
No, it's fine. Okay. I got this. Don't worry.
Okay.
The story goes that a man named Syarif Abdurrahman Al-Qadri wanted to set up a trading post in the middle of the swamp. But some local Dayak people warned him about the existence of these so-called Pontianaks. But of course, you know, him being a man, he still went with the construction. And
he was like, soon the builders...
I'm gonna do this. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, exactly. So like soon, the builders were being haunted by Pontianaks. So in retaliation, as
did he haunt them back?
Yes, as a normal man, not a normal man, but as a man, like a, you know, he fired back, but instead of haunting, he fired back with cannons into the parts of the swamp where he thought that Pontianaks nested. Then he had a mosque built, and since then the trading post thrived. The trading post, it became a city, and then eventually he was named Sultan of the city. Yeah, that's the story of the Pontianak, the city. But Pontianaks now are actually very popular. They're a very popular type of ghost in Indonesia and Malaysia. They appear frequently in like different fictions, fictitious stories, movies, you know, like media. They appear there a lot. Actually, in Malaysia, there is a superstition that if you want to attract a Pontianak, you leave out laundry overnight. I don't know why. Apparently, they get attracted to the scent of like wet, drying clothes in the middle of the night for some reason. It's just their thing. I don't know. It's weird. But like it probably reminds them of the swamp, you know?
Probably.
Like a humid, you know?
Yeah, I see.
And according to some Malaysian fiction, you will know that a Pontianak is very powerful when you smell rotting flesh before they appear.
I like how my indicator.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, oh God, it smells like somebody died. Oh my God, that's when you know you're dead. Now, they also said, in these different types of fiction, they also said that Pontianaks can be made into beautiful brides by driving a nail into the hole at the back of their neck. So they have this like hole at the back of their neck, and if you like pierce a nail through it, like they become
beautiful brides.
Dormant. Yeah, they become your beautiful bride.
Okay.
Which is really weird.
Is that why people are trying to attract them so like they can have beautiful brides?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that's the only thing that would make sense for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like that's how it would make sense. Like you attract them using wet laundry, and then you put a nail at the back of their neck, and then they become your bride.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. I mean, I'll let them live however they want to live, but I'm not. I don't think I would ever do that.
No, same pass. Good. No thanks. Goodbye.
So you mentioned earlier, did the word Chanak come from Pontianaks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, this is something that fascinates me, because a lot of like Asian cultures, Southeast Asian cultures, have very similar spirits. Like Indonesia, Philippines, Malaysia, like they have very similar creatures of the night. When we think about Pontianaks, what Philippine creature does this remind us of?
Again, like I know you
already
like
mentioned
Maria Labu. You mean Maria Labu? Yeah.
But what kind of creature is Maria Labu?
I'm trying to think of the word sa English, but like the thing na magpasok sa brain ko is only wraith.
No, aswang.
Yeah, aswang. Or like Again, like, which, what type of Aswang?
Yeah, let's say manananggal.
Manananggal ba? She doesn't split her body in half, though.
Technically, an aswang is, like, also an umbrella term and also a very specific term of monster, a Philippine creature, mythological creature, that's also, like, a beautiful woman, right?
Yeah. I see.
I just think it's very fascinating how geographical...
We have, like, the same, in a sense.
Yeah. Oh. How close you are geographically can give you guys very similar stories.
Like, for me, naman, like, I think, like, one of the reasons for that is back then when we were trading with our neighboring na countries, most likely, like, we also passed on, like, stories to, like, we also traded stories with them. So, that's probably another reason why we have, like, versions of the similar thing.
Definitely. Diba? Yeah. I agree with you. Like, they're not just trading goods, but they're also trading stories. Mm-hmm. And over time, like, it becomes sort of, like, imbued into the culture of, like, a country. Or it becomes, like, a part of the identity of a place.
No.
But the other thing that I'm quite fascinated by is, why is it always women?
Walang lalaki.
Like, yeah, like, why can't we have, like, a hot aswang that's a guy? You know, I mean, sorry, like, just a normal aswang that's a guy, you know? Like, why does it have to be women? I love how I got you speechless.
I'm like thinking that, like,
no comment.
Like, if you really think about it, you're right. And then, like, my brain is like, hello, yeah. Home.
why can't it be a man, you know? Why can't I drive a nail at the back of the neck of a man, of a male Pontianak, and, like, make him become my beautiful groom or whatever?
Maybe because of, like, I know, they're not, men are not attracted to the set of laundry.
or maybe it's because the men are the monsters themselves.
Dun, dun, dun.
Drop mic. Anyway, that's my story.
Thank you.
With that. So, Nins,
yes.
Before we end today's episode,
yes.
what concept or what thing did you learn? What thing did you, what was the information, or what is something that you will leave this episode with?
I want to say, like, a lot of things, but at the same time, it's like, I love, like, how rusty we are with this. That's, like, the number one thing. We're so rusty with this. Like, it's so obvious. Even if you edit stuff out, like, I feel like it's not so obvious. It's been a while since we've done this.
Amen.
Which is it's very fun still to do this. And then, like, knowledge-wise, like, don't hang your laundry now wet outside, I guess.
So you hang it dry.
You hang it dry.
So what's the point of hanging it?
Hang it outside, and then, like, when it's nighttime, you bring it inside. Hang it inside, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So not to attract, That's all. And then maybe, like, make sure that you don't get pierced. You know what I mean?
My
tall, muscular warriors. Be careful with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Be very careful, you know?
Kyle, what about you?
Who knows? For me, I learned that the amazingness of the internet allows us to archive scary happenings in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, definitely your story with the Hawaiians, like the archiving of it on the internet, like, amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Amazing. Because, like, if you think about it, like, if it was still until now, word of the mouth, very, very secluded, very secluding, just word of the mouth. They're, like, you're not allowed to post it anywhere. Like, us here in the Philippines would not have heard of that. They have a thing. Not like that.
Yeah, we would never no clue about the story. We would never have known that there would be, like, hot, tall, muscular Hawaiian warriors, you know, just appearing in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, ready to pierce you with their long, long spears. Anyway, Thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of the Frightening Alarming Real Life Tales Show, Season 4. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C. Fernandez. That's N-I-C, N-I-N-C-F... N-I-N-C-F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything, and the show's Facebook and Twitter is at Farts Pod. Now, we've got a Discord server that you can join. We post everything we talked about on the show there, and any scary stuff we may come across. And also, if you've got a scary story you'd like to share, then you can email fartspod@gmail.com or message us on all our socials. Nins, I am so happy that we got to do this again. Same. For one more season. And hopefully we can do this more.
Me too.
I am...
Thank you, everyone. Yes.
Yeah, I'm happy. Thank you, everybody. Same. We'll see you next week for another episode. Bye. Bye. Hey.
Hey.
Are you enjoying this podcast?
Are you laughing your ass off?
Are you scared for your life?
You know how you can show your love for the podcast?
Just tell people about us.
Go on, do it. You know you want to.
Join us!